One day I was reading 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I'd read it, I don't know, 100 times, who knows, where Paul is describing the parallel between the people of Israel and the church. And he's addressing the Corinthians, who are grumbling and complaining and, among other things, dealing with all kinds of aberrant behavior. And he says to them in chapter 10, he says, you know, what happened to Israel was for our example. And then he goes on to say that you don't need to follow their example, who lusted in the wilderness and who were overthrown and whose bodies lay in the desert dead, who didn't come into their full inheritance. He says, you know, all that was written for our examples so that we won't follow the same path. And then he lists, and of course, if you want to read the story, read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 on your own, and then read Numbers chapters 12 through 15 and chapter 21. You'll see in every one of these chapters, or every one of these examples given in the book of Numbers, incredible griping and complaining against Moses and Aaron, but ultimately against God, is demonstrated in the midst of lust and idolatry and fornication and blasphemy. Grumbling is listed right along with all those terrible things I just listed. Grumbling and complaining, Exodus chapter 15, verse 24, Exodus chapter 16, verse 1 and 3, if you want to read them on your own. Numbers chapter 21, Numbers chapter 12 through 15. And when you think about idolatry, fornication, blasphemy, and then grumbling, and you think about how we excuse ourselves when it comes to grumbling, if we do, what a deception that is. Why is grumbling so evil? Well, basically because grumbling says God doesn't care, God doesn't love, God can't be trusted, God wants to kill me. It's the opposite of faith, the opposite of thanksgiving, and the opposite of the truth. Faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Why? Because he who comes to God must believe first that God exists and that he has a heart desire of good aimed toward us, that God's motive toward us is good. It's not enough to believe in God. Demons believe in God, James says. But faith doesn't just believe God exists. Faith believes in God's character for good. And the reason it takes faith is because the nature of the warfare that we are in gives quite a lot of seemingly strong evidence that God doesn't care or that God is not good. So faith, he who comes to me must believe that I am and that I'm a rewarder of those who seek me. The giving of thanks, grumbling is the opposite of the giving of thanks. The grumbling says there's nothing to be thankful for. And of course, the whole issue of does God love me? Well, the grumblers in Numbers and Exodus say, they actually say that God brought us out here to kill us. God's whole motive was to lure us out here in the desert so we could die. So almost 80%, well, actually some researchers say 87 to 90% of the diseases caused in our culture today are rooted in our thoughts. The remaining 10 to 13% have to do with diet, exercise, and lifestyle. That research is being confirmed by every new research project that is launched to to verify it. Complaining is the verbal manifestation of the poison that is behind so much of our disease, both mental and physical.